Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff's one of the leading experts on being a business owner, how to start one, how to grow one. He's an attorney. We still love him, even though he's an attorney. And he's the author of a number of books. Thankfully, he spends most of his time working on things that you and I can benefit from in our small businesses, including his new one, the eBay Marketing Bible, which he co-authored with Cindy Shibley. And he's our good friend. Cliff, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man. By the way, I don't think you're that bad. I really don't. I kind of see you as kind of a, you know, sweetie pie. You know? Hey, you ain't. Look, I'm a lawyer, man. It's all relative.
If a lawyer's calling me not bad, I'll take that. That's a compliment. Hey, thanks, Cliff, for being here. Cliff Inico, folks, and it's E-N-N-I-C-O. Okay, Cliff, we need help. If there's one thing... I was telling the audience not long ago, I was on Fox Business, and they said something to me like, what's the main thing small businesses need? And I guess they thought I was going to say something about what the government could do. And I said, we just need more sales.
Yeah.
Sales cures all ills.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I tell people, too, the key to success in any small business, I don't care what it is marketing. If you do not know how to market yourself, your products, your services, whatever kind of thing you're doing, you will fail. It's an absolute 100% guarantee, sooner or later. You know, every successful business person, entrepreneur I have ever worked with in my life is a good marketer. And one of the big mistakes that people make, Jim, especially in service businesses, is they let their marketing slide sometimes. They get so busy serving the needs of their immediate customers and putting out the fires that are there that day that they let their marketing slide, and that's a very bad mistake. No matter how busy I get, Jim, no matter how crazy my life gets, and you know my life is a crazy one.
Yep.
I do 60 million things here. I always find time to do, you know, the interviews like this, get the books done, write articles for local newspapers. If you're not spending at least 20 to 25% of your total business time on marketing activities, you know, 24/7, you are not giving that activity the attention it deserves.
And I'm afraid we've got a compounded situation here, mm-hmm. Cliff, and I'll ask your quick opinion on this. Number one, because of the economy, our budgets have been taking a hit, and so we've allowed our marketing to take an unnecessary hit. That's one. Number two, we've allowed this recession to get between our ears.
I know.
And we've decided that to hunker down, to stay inside our four walls, and to not financially or mentally, emotionally, or physically get outside our four walls. I'm worried that there's some of that going on. What do you think?
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we're all so scared, but now is the time to really get out there and embrace your customers. Cutting back on your marketing budget, by the way, is very short-sighted in times like this. I think now's the time when you have to, if anything, I'm not saying necessarily increase your spending, but really look at what you're doing, find out what's working, find out what's not, and really focus your attention and your dollars on what really works for your business. Now is not the time to spread yourself wide and, you know, do everything. There's so many different ways you can market a business, and it's very tempting to do a little bit of everything. That's not the right way to go in a market like this. Now you need to use a laser beam as opposed to a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trick. You know, so for example, I mean, 2 years ago, there were a lot of people that were, you know, getting started on Twitter, launching Facebook pages, MySpace, LinkedIn, you know, you name it. I actually did a seminar a couple of weeks ago on Second Life. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's a site where you create an avatar and whatnot.
Right, right.
So I was actually doing a seminar. My avatar was giving a seminar on Second Life for a whole bunch of other avatars. I mean, this is all this wonderful stuff out there, and it's really amazing, and it's very glitzy, and it's very easy. But you got to ask your setback and say, well, what is really working for my business? You know, who are those people on Second Life? You know, if you're not marketing to, you know, teenagers and young males who are very, very focused on the latest technology and that kind of thing, that's not your market, and that's not where you should be.
Exactly.
There are other places you should be.
Well, and the beauty of the media these days, the beauty of the of the marketing choices that we have mm-hmm. is that you can be very granular in the way you approach the marketplace.
That's right. That's right. Although one thing that we and really what the eBay marketing Bible is really all about, Jim, is about it's about marketing online. And there are two things that I always like to stress here, and that is when you're marketing online, first of all, you have to remember something about the Internet. The Internet is not a push medium. It's a pull medium. In fact, it's probably the first pull medium that we've ever experienced in the history of American business.
All right, when we come back after, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Cliff to explain that. Folks, this is a very important point that Cliff is talking about. I want you to start thinking more. You've heard me talking about the push and the pull on the show before. I want you to think more about that because this is actually, in my opinion, I don't think it's overstating the case, that your understanding of the relationship between push and pull and your customers is the key to your future. 22, stay with us. Bit of Chicago bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds to 15 minutes anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Cliff Inico is, by the way, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame, and I bet Cliff is on Twitter too. Cliff Inico. That's two N's, one C. Cliff Inico is the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, which he co-authored with Cindy Shebley. And Cliff, one of the things you were saying when we went to the break was you said the Internet is not a push technology, not a push resource.
Medium. It's a pull resource.
Now tell the audience define push and pull for us.
Okay, here we go. When I was a kid, my favorite TV show was the Beverly Hillbillies. Remember the Beverly Hillbillies, Buddy Ebsen, right? And I loved that show. I thought it was great. And of course, you remember what it was like.
I think she was the reason I watched it.
I think that was the reason most young men of that era watched that show. But interestingly enough, there were all these ads, and you had to listen to them. There was all this advertising that came on every
Where were
five
you going to go? There was nothing else fighting
right.
for your attention.
And, of course, if you really liked the show, you didn't want to leave the set to go to the bathroom because you were afraid you'd miss something.
Miss
right?
some of Ellie,
and
right.
And let's face it, a lot of those ads on the Beverly Hillbillies were for things that no 8-year-old boy in a million years is ever going to be interested. Remember Geritol? Retired blood?
Yeah.
You show me an 8-year-old boy anywhere in the U.S. with tired blood.
Right.
They don't exist.
Right.
Okay. Of course, back then they were advertising alcohol, tobacco, and that kind
right.
of stuff. Daddy, what is excess stomach acid? all this stuff. My point is this, though. You had to listen to the ads. The TV is a traditional push medium.
Right.
Advertisers could push their message in your face, and as a result, they reached a lot of people that really were not their market. The Internet, on the other hand, is a pull technology. On the Internet, you cannot stick your message in someone's face that they don't want to see.
That's right.
This
is very important, folks. This is going to be on the test. You need to understand this. How many times have you heard me say this on the show, that more and more people are going to only accept the messages that they want, and it can't be, more and more those messages can't be monologue. It's got to be dialogue messages, don't they?
It has to be dialogue, especially now, and it's also got to be, I hate to say it, seduction.
Yeah.
Is what it has to be. When I'm on the web, I'm in control. I only see what I want to see. So the way to get me to look at your stuff, whatever your stuff is on the web, whether you're on eBay or Amazon or you have your own website or whatever, you got to seduce me. You got to make me want to go there of my own free will. And all of your marketing activity should be directed to that. The Internet is a pull medium. You got to get me excited
right.
in some way so that I can, so I want to go to your site every week and say, hey, I wonder what Jim's got new on his website.
Well, see, here's the thing, Cliff, and I've been talking about this a lot lately. The customer, there are three elements to a relationship with a customer. Mm-hmm. The decision to buy, information about the product, mm-hmm. and what people might or might not know about what other people have done with us. And they've always had control of the decision. you and I, when we were salespeople, you know, when I was a salesman years and decades ago, I was my customer's internet. I brought them information they didn't have.
That's it.
Today, you and I go to a store, we know more than the salesperson does.
Yeah, you bet.
And number three, and this is the important one, user-generated content. People can find out what other people are thinking about doing business with us. And, Cliff, that means that customers are now completely in control.
Yep, absolutely. I always tell people the best thing that you should have on your website, whatever, is cool, compelling content. You know, information. You're not just in the selling business anymore.
Right.
You're a journalist. You're a purveyor of information. You're also an entertainer. You're in show business.
Right.
And the internet is all about marketainment. You know, if you hear this buzz, hey, you know, Cliff Endicott's got this crazy thing on his site. Boy, is this guy a whack job? You really got to look and see what he's doing out there. You know, just out of curiosity, you're going to go to my website at succeedinginyourbusiness.com, and you're going to see, you know, this crazy wacky thing that I got there. And by the way, there's going to be a little ad saying, you know, for more information about what I can do for you, click here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it's all about here. It's all about buzz. It's all about creating a sense of community as well, which is, of course, what Web 2.0 is one of. I mean,
that's the key, the community thing. See, I've been saying for a long time, Cliff, that in 5 years there won't be any national firms, big firms, won't have a job that's titled Vice President of Marketing.
Yeah.
There won't be anybody with that title in 5 years. It'll be Vice President of Communities.
I'll buy that. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Because let's face it, I mean, look, you may think I'm the most brilliant lawyer in the world.
I often say that, Cliff.
All my experience. But if you don't buy who I am, you're not going to buy from me. If you just don't think you can trust me, you don't like me.
Well, and see, that's because what you're saying is, and this is something I've been talking about a lot too lately, Cliff, if people can get your product anywhere, if they're going to do business with you, it's because they align with your values.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's true. You know, people, look, social psychologists tell us that we tend to choose as friends, lovers, spouses, people who are fundamentally like us. There really is no scientific support for the notion that opposites attract. Now, don't get me wrong, we can look very different.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, you know, you and I have the same values, which is why we get along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. People tend not to become friends with people who are fundamentally different than them.
Right.
It's the same thing. That's where the Web 2.0 works very well. I mean, what people are looking for on the web, they're looking for, first of all, they're looking for information. So you can't just be selling stuff. You kind of have to be an expert about it. You got to explain how it works, yada, yada, especially on eBay. I mean, eBay buyers are ruthless about this. They'll pepper you with emails before they'll bid on something or buy something.
Yeah, that's increasing, isn't it? More than it used to be.
It's increasing more and more as they move away from the auction model,
right,
but it's
right.
still very much the case there.
Remember, folks, as Cliff said, when you're doing business online, which you're going to be doing more of because that's where your customers are. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to have a storefront. This doesn't mean that your physical location isn't important. It just means that part of the relationship you're going to have with them is going to be formed through your online community building that you do. You've heard me say that a million times, and Cliff is a proponent of this, of course. Tintail, right back. We've got a variation on this theme after this message. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.